Hello. My testimony is very similar to Alexander's, actually. I absolutely loved last Sunday, and over the past year or a couple of years, God has done loads in my life, and I absolutely loved last Sunday and loved the freedom of it. But I was already struggling. I'd had a really intense couple of weeks, and I got to Monday, and it was like, to use the phrase, all hell had broken loose. It was like that in my life, in my work. I had a complete meltdown, and I had a really supportive head teacher who was really lovely, but I was still not in a good place. And then rolled on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I really offended my really supportive head teacher. And Thursday morning, I went in and tried to say sorry and made her cry, which was a change because it was me who was doing most of the crying most of the week. And she kind of accepted the apology, but has been a bit funny with me for the rest of the week. So it's been not a very nice week. It's been really, really intense. And it was that kind of, how can it go from one thing to the other, you know? How can it be so different from the Sunday to the Monday? And yesterday morning, I went out for a walk, and I was walking along, and I felt like, I was walking along praying, and I felt like God really said, you know, you're right. I did put this on Facebook, if anybody's on Facebook, that my identity is in him, because there's been lots and lots of, like I know God has done loads in me to do with my identity, but it was like he just needed to say again yesterday, look, I've told you this before, I'll tell you again, you are who I say you are, not what everyone else says you are. So, you know, I've got people coming in observing me in school, and they're making judgments about me, how I teach, yay, you know, and then I've got people coming in observing children in my class, but they're not, they are observing the child, but they're also observing you and how you manage them. So there's someone else making a judgment. On Wednesday, this Wednesday, I go to the adoption panel, and there'll be about 9 people sitting making a decision whether or not they think I'm fit to be a parent, basically, which I've kind of come to terms with, but then sometimes I really get on my nerves because I think, how can you judge me, you know, but that's what, that is kind of what it is. They're making a balanced judgment, but they are making a judgment about whether I am worthy enough to be a parent, if that makes sense. So that's all kind of been going on. And as I was walking yesterday, I felt like God just said, you know, your identity is in me. It's not other people's judgments that are important. It's what I say about you. It's who I say you are. It's who I've made you. And you need to refocus, because that is ultimately the most important thing. So I'd value your prayers going into this week as well, because I have been like a bit of a raving lunatic in work in the past week, and I know that I've got Wednesday to come still, and I'm sure that that's probably impacting my emotional capacity to deal with school as well. So I'd really appreciate just generally your prayers leading up to Wednesday, and I'll let you know how it goes.